Jaguars are in the middle of a long week of preparation for Sunday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. That sounds like a tough slog through the dog days of summer for Gus Bradley's football team. But in reality, it's an opportunity to get ready for Sunday Night Football, which is the longest and last look that the regulars will get before the regular season begins. And in particular, a rebuilt defense gets more of a chance to get ready for A.J. Green, Andy Dalton, and the explosive Bengals offense.
Both offensively and defensively, very stout up front defensively, so it presents a lot of different challenges than we face. And then offensively, very talented offensive line, the best all-line we've seen as a group. So it's a great challenge for us.
Sunday night's game against the Bengals is the last chance for the starters to get tuned up for the start of the regular season. They'll start focusing on the Packers almost immediately after this game is through. And that news didn't trouble quarterback Blake Bortles in the least.
You couldn't really ask for a better group, I think, to go against. And, the players they have, but also the scheme they run and what they do. They do a lot of stuff and mix a lot of things in there. So I think it's good for us. It's a chance to test, what we've been doing, physically and mentally, really, in protections and picking everything up. So I think it'll be good.
If the Jaguars are going to be better on defense in 2016, it means they're going to have to impact the quarterback. And that means Dante Fowler is going to have to come up big in his first season in the National Football League. He's doing well, and his gifts are quite obvious, but defensive coordinator Todd Wash knows where he can get better quickly.
The thing that we're challenging Dante on right now is being a pro, being great in the classroom, taking it from the classroom to the field, studying more tape on his own. So we're really pressuring him right now to become a pro as an early age.
A few notes from Wednesday to share with you. First, Kelvin Beachum took live reps today, including one-on-one versus a pass rusher, and is tracking to play on Sunday Night Football. T.J. Yeldon and Marquise Lee each had a scheduled day off and are expected to be ready to go against the Bengals. And finally, Lou Holtz made an appearance today up from Orlando and talked to Gus Bradley's team about keeping things simple. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll see you here tomorrow with another edition of Inside the Jaguars on Jaguars.com.